up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The Planning Commission meets tonight at 6 p.m. and considers expansion by two Laguna Beach restaurants. Local resident and developer Sam Goldstein returns for another review of his plan for a downtown rooftop bar atop the Heisler building. It currently houses Tommy Bahama's and Rockin' Fish restaurant. More controversial is Ivan Sphere's proposal to add lifts to the parking lot of his Mozambique restaurant. He wants to reopen a street-level dining room of about 2,000 square feet, but needs a variance because he isn't provided required parking. While some residents appreciate the transformation of the old Tortilla Flats into a vibrant operation with live music most nights, others say Sphere's success has brought in an onslaught of traffic to their neighborhoods. Former School Power fundraising leader Carol Normandin kicks off her campaign for school board this Sunday. She is hosting a 4 p.m. fundraiser at Madison Square and Garden Cafe, 320 North Coast Highway. Laguna Beach Books receives a special shipment this week, books by Latin American authors. It's part of the store's effort to broaden the conversation about literature by focusing attention on little-known foreign authors. They are overlooked in the U.S. market, mostly because few English translations arrive on our shores. To make a first step at bridging cultural ignorance, the store is hosting a salon about Latin American writers on Sunday, September 28th, so there is still time to read in and join the discussion. On Friday, though, the store hosts Matthew Thomas, who at 6 p.m. will discuss and sign his debut novel, We Are Not Ourselves. Thomas charts the story of the American century, particularly the promise of domestic bliss and economic prosperity after World War II. This is a ticketed event, $28, and tickets can be purchased in the store or online at matthewthomas.brownpapertickets.com. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.